This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Richard Buchanan. Richard, how are you?
I'm fine today. How are you?
Good. Richard, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, I work with the Comcast Media Center in Denver, Colorado. Mm-hmm. We are a technical facility that supports Comcast and NBC Universal and commercial clients throughout North America. Mm-hmm. We specialize in delivery of file assets, such as video on demand. We do live events. We do content aggregation and distribution. Mm-hmm. We do channel origination, and we do production and post-production.
Excellent. And Richard, how does a media company use digital asset management?
A media company like ours has a huge inventory of assets with multiple platforms and routes for delivery. Mm-hmm. So to keep track of all that and be able to do it efficiently with high quality and consistently deliver the customer experience that's expected, mm-hmm. you have to be able to find your assets and deploy them in a very rapid turn time. So, for example, we pitch about 10,000 video on demand assets every 30 days. This comes in from 297 different sources and is delivered in Canada and the US to 97% of the VOD enabled households available.
So VOD, video on demand.
Video on demand, mm-hmm. That's correct.
Excellent. And do you use specific standards, and do you feel there are enough in digital asset management?
Well, in the case of video on demand, we use specific standards that have been exacted by what's called Cable Labs. A consortium of cable companies came together about 20 years ago and established a group to test, analyze, and publish standards so that the industry could share content more easily. Mm-hmm. This specifically affected how set-top boxes were developed, mm-hmm. how VOIP was rolled out over cable MSOs, and now how video on demand is delivered and managed. So there's specifications not only for the file type and the signal quality, but also the metadata that goes with it. Mm-hmm. I think in the digital asset management field, this is a wide open opportunity for someone to take the reins and form a group mm-hmm. to start to define what the standards are in order to create more interoperability among vendors and more efficiency for users.
Mm-hmm. Well, we would hope that some of those entities may possibly be in existence, such as the DIM Foundation, which was started a few months ago. Time will tell, for sure.
Yep.
Let me finish with the last question that I ask individuals that I interview. What advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Well, I would say focus on one of three areas. Mm-hmm. You can be a technologist, mm-hmm. you can be a leader, mm-hmm. or you can be a designer. Mm-hmm. And I think that all three of those disciplines are very important. And if you can learn more than one or all three. Mm-hmm. But I think the important message is it's not just technology.
True.
There has to be some creative thinking, mm-hmm. especially around defining problems, mm-hmm. being able to decide what it is you can solve and how you can solve it and prevent scope creep so mm-hmm. that you know how you're going to deliver what and what it's going to cost so the benefit to the company is well demonstrated at the end of the project, and the leaders who are able to manage these different disciplines mm-hmm. and apply the traditional thinking that's necessary to deal with legacy libraries and bring them into contemporary digital multi-platform distribution mm-hmm. environments. I think that what I would say is be clear on what your objectives are mm-hmm. and define the problem you're trying to solve and don't get distracted from that.
Great advice. Well, thanks, Richard.
Well, you're welcome.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is also available on Audioboo, Blueberry, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.